Karen Madoran lives in Logan, Kansas. Every week, she tells the stories of life on the High Plains. Prairie Tales is about the things we cherish, those that give life meaning.
Hey, what do you think about the ugly bug ball? Gotta crawl to the ugly bug ball, to the ball, to the ball, and a happy time we'll have there, one and all, at the ugly bug ball. Disney knows how to capture an audience with a combination of heartwarming characters, snappy tunes, and memorable lyrics. This jazzy passage from one of my favorite childhood songs still makes my toes tap when I think of Burl Ives' gravelly voice crooning to that fuzzy caterpillar crawling across the hand of his young co-star. All I have to do these late summer days to bring this rhythm to mind is step into a flower bed where wasps, bees, caterpillars, moths, butterflies, and other creatures hum and drone as they waltz, tango, and cha-cha from one blossom to another. By mid to late August, many western Kansas domestic blooms have passed their peak color and size, looking moth-eaten and bedraggled. Swarms of hungry grasshoppers chew supersized hunks out of petals while hot sun dulls previously vivid colors. Disregarding the tired appearance of the plants, insect admirers dance lazily from one pistil and stamen to another in this enormous outdoor ballroom. On any given day, our Russian sage hosts more than a dozen slow-moving honeybees swirling languidly in three-quarter time from one lavender-colored stem to another. If I didn't know better, I'd swear they were drunk and didn't care about human proximity. When these fellows tire of this section of the giant dance floor, they circle to nearby beds of zinnias, bachelor buttons, and cosmos. One place to pirouette seems as good as another to them. Nearby, wasps hover over autumn yellow fennel blossoms, sipping delicately, as they should at such a polite function. A colorful green, black, yellow, and white swallowtail caterpillar serves as the well-camouflaged director of the orchestra that entertains these visitors to the ugly bug ball. Without neglecting its duties as maestro, it inches up and down the stems, chewing courteously. With their ready-to-party pink-accented wings, large sphinx or hummingbird moths flutter delicately for their size in and out of the centers of petunias and zinnias. These insects are the size of tiny ruby throats and hover over blooms much like the creatures who gave them their nickname. Because hummers migrate through this time of year, pay close attention, or you might confuse guests at the soiree. Dragonflies, cicadas, horse and deer flies, and spiders dangling from gossamer webs and more swirl by like an energized chorus line. It doesn't take much to imagine their humming, droning, and buzzing translated into the lyrics that began this column. Anyone listening might recognize even more stanzas from this summer magic favorite song. The dress for a party caterpillar creeping across my fennel might sing. Once a lonely caterpillar sat and cried to a sympathetic beetle by his side. I've got nobody to hug. I'm such an ugly bug. It wouldn't have been long before one could hear. Then a spider and a dragonfly replied, "If you're serious and want to win a bride, come along with us to the glorious annual Ugly Bug Ball. This time of year is one big Ugly Bug Ball. Enjoy the dancers." Until next time, this is Karen living the good life on the High Plains.
Prairie Tales is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and voiced by Karen Madoran, produced by Cindy Talley. More Prairie Tales online at hppr.org.